On Saturday, the Front Porch Community Development Association in St. Petersburg hosted one of the events. HIV screenings and prevention education were offered to the hundreds of people that attended. J. Carl Devine is the executive director of the Banyan Tree Project, a group dedicated to helping people live with AIDS. He said the most important thing African Americans can gain from the event is awareness.
We are hosting this event so that people can get HIV tested, they can get to know their status, and they can change their lives and lifestyle. It is to bring the awareness to black people that they get AIDS too. So many black people think that the AIDS is for white gay males, but the one in every 98 black people in Pinellas County is infected with HIV. That is an astonishing number. Because we don't have AIDS on the front burner, people think it's through. There's no cure for AIDS. We're trying to prevent young people from getting AIDS.
According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, more than 1.2 million people are living with HIV or AIDS in the United States. At least 56,000 people are newly affected with AIDS each year, and nearly half of those are African Americans. Devine said the reason most people in the African American community remain at such risk for contracting HIV or AIDS is because many choose to remain in denial.
I think the African American community is in denial. A lot of times we don't want to hear the truth. Because if we hear the truth and we know the truth, we have to take responsibility for our behavior. And we don't want to do that. We still want to do some reckless sexual behavior. And it's causing a lot of problems for a lot of people.
James West is a 12-year prostate cancer survivor. He was at the event promoting awareness about the cancer, a disease he said often goes undetected. West said he also recognizes that both HIV and AIDS often go undiagnosed and untreated. He believes the problem is that people choose not to get checked because they are afraid to be diagnosed.
In many cases, the information is out there, the awareness is out there, but many of these individuals simply hang their head in the sand. They don't want to know. I've been told that I don't want to know. And my response is go home and tell it to your wife or significant other, and your children for that reason. Our children are far more resilient than we give them credit for.
In a most recent study conducted by the Centers for Disease Control, both African American men and women had the highest HIV death rates in 2006. Jeannie Blue is with Dee's Amani, a nonprofit case management contracted with Medicaid to provide home and community-based service to people with HIV or full-blown AIDS. She said the reason people choose not to get tested for the disease is because they believe once they have it, there is no help for them. But Blue said there is help.
What we do is try to get them into Medicaid because this particular population, people who live with AIDS, there is a Medicaid waiver called Project AIDS Care, and it gets them the full Medicaid benefits, which include doctor visits and the prescription coverages and stuff, as well as those home-based services that we offer, like the homemaker service and the personal care and massage therapy, things like that, home-delivered meals. Not all states have a PAC waiver, Medicaid PAC waiver, but Florida is one, and we do have one that's been active for more than 20-some years here in Florida.
David White was one of the many people in attendance at Saturday's event. He said he was there to support the cause. Preaching the importance of awareness, he said the more people that bring attention to the disease, the more change that will occur.
We're getting in a part in time, you know, where the support is what we're trying to, you know, get after. You know, get the numbers, you know, for people to come and, you know, start seeing that, hey, you know, a change can be made if we start sticking together about it, you know. Sometimes you have to lure them in, but also to feel, to understand what's going on. And if you get 100 people to come and maybe 20 to, you know, adhere, you still accomplish something.
For more information on the risks among African Americans associated with HIV and AIDS, visit blackaidsday.org. For WMNF News in St. Petersburg, I'm Conchetta DeLuco.